I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
My weapon is a melody. Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy you decided to join me today. I hope all of you have had a good week. Today's message is called Finding Peace in Canceled Places or Plans. We can all relate to this. No matter how great or how small, everyone has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. All throughout this year, plans have had to either be canceled or delayed. For many, it has been a time of unrest and uncertainty. So this is what we are going to be talking about today. Let's start this message out with a moment of prayer. So let's please bow your heads and join me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all here together today to study your word. We thank you that you are a God of refuge in these uncertain times. We know that you are the one true source of hope. We ask that you continue to be a place of refuge, and that you will continue to be a constant presence of love and support in all of our lives, but especially for those who are seriously struggling with fear, anxiety, and loneliness in this time of pandemic. Please care for those that have physical illnesses and financial problems brought on by this pandemic. Please care for those that are struggling to provide for their families and the ones that have lost their jobs through this. Please help us to come to you for our hope and for our guidance. Please help us to keep focus on what is really important. Keep our eyes looking up toward you. We ask for your peace in place of any anxiety in the minds of your children. And please anoint this vessel, and may the words that come from my mouth be what you have put there. We pray these things, and we thank you in advance for these answered prayers. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you, everyone, for praying with me. Matthew 18:20 states that where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. And so let's get started with today's message. COVID-19 has radically changed all of our plans for this year. From canceled weddings, graduations, funerals, and vacations, not being able to go in with our loved ones when they are in the hospital after, say, a surgery or when they're about to give birth, or just doctor's visits or anything, and to being forced into unemployment, getting ill, and even less serious things like just day-to-day things that we used to take for granted, that we could just make a phone call and set up an appointment. Things like hair or making reservations to eating out with our family at a restaurant, doing other extracurricular activities like bowling or going to the zoo or going to the gym for a daily workout. There have been many challenges this year, and I don't believe that we're done yet. The things going on around the world right now are causing many inconveniences for everyone. Most of us are thinking 2020 has not gone as planned. In Proverbs 16:9, we are reminded that we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. But with so many changes all happening at the same time, it's so easy to become overwhelmed. It's normal to feel frustrated and angry, annoyed, lonely, fearful, anxious about the here and the now, but also to be concerned for our future and the lives of our family. It can be hard to find peace and joy in these troubling times. But in John 14:27, the Bible tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And in John 16:33, the Bible tells us, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." These are not normal times that we are living in, friends. Countries, states, cities, counties continue to shut down. There are a lot of questions about when school will open up again, and what new challenges that our children will be faced with, and how this is going to affect the lives of our children, physically and mentally. People are hoarding the basic necessities. I believe in stocking up a little along the way and being prepared for whatever may take place in our future, but hoarding is another matter. There is such a thing as going overboard with hoarding. There is talk about a cashless society for our future. No one knows how long all of this will last or where we are going to find ourselves next year or 5 years from now. Friends, I'll admit these things make me a little uneasy from time to time, but we all have a choice, and I choose to believe and trust in God and His plan for my life. I am choosing peace and joy over fear, anxiety, and chaos. Not only am I choosing peace and joy, but I'm experiencing it too. Peace and joy are gifts from God. This is what John 14:27 is all about. I understand if your mind sometimes spirals to all the what-ifs, but understand that none of us are alone in this. Everyone is faced with new challenges during this time of the pandemic. Faith in God will give you the proper perspective that no matter what happens, God's got you. Whatever our struggles, we can have confidence that God will be right by our side through it all. The Bible tells us that the Lord will never leave us or abandon us. In knowing, believing, trusting in these things is what makes all the difference in our lives. This is what John 16:33 is all about. And if we know and believe these things, then we also know that God is good all the time. His plans for our life are far greater than our plans. And God is always for us. And in Romans 8:28 it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Friends, God is for us. He is waiting for us to trust Him, to turn to Him for our needs. Do you have the peace of God in you today? Do you know whether you're right with God or not? Have you confessed your sins and asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? A common question that people ask when they are struggling with something in their life is, "Where is God when bad things happen?" But if you really know God and you have a great relationship with Him, then you know that He is walking right beside each and every one of us. And you know that it is not God's desire that His people suffer. Suffering is a result of this sinful world. If we have turned our life over to Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we have confidence and strength in Him that He will never let us go and is always right by our side. In John 10:14, 27, and 28, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand, not even this pandemic." But as disturbing as this pandemic has been for all of us, it hasn't all been bad. You can always find something to be thankful for if you look for it. And so there are some bright spots about this. People are staying home more with their families and getting some much-needed quality time that has perhaps been lacking for a long while. People have had to learn to be more creative in the ways that they go about doing things. Fire departments have been going around to communities with a parade of cars following them just to wish somebody a special birthday, because we can't go out and have big birthday parties at different places, like, you know, for children and different things like that. And so instead, the fire departments and people are parading around communities and neighborhoods to make that day special for someone, even though things are so different right now. People were helping one another, like the elderly, for instance, helping to bring them groceries because they can't go to the store for themselves. For entertainment, some people, I heard, were singing and dancing in their driveways, and neighbors were following suit. Friends, sometimes a crisis can hit us that also makes us realize how much we really need each other. But as we have witnessed, crisis can also make people turn to hate and violence. As Christians, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, always looking up, always looking up, no matter the circumstances, because that is where our one true source of hope and peace is found. God never wavers despite life circumstances. We have assurance of believing and trusting in God's wonderful promises in the Bible. And here are a few examples of those. In Isaiah 26:3, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And in Psalm 23:4, and I'm sure all of you are familiar with this verse, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Friends, there is evil throughout this sinful world. And yes, we are all walking in a valley through the shadow of death. But even in this place, God has got each one of us covered. We can all take peace from knowing these things. Yes, the pandemic may have upended all of our lives, but it's not over yet. God has the final say. The Bible is God's word. It is full of truth for every situation that we face in our life. As this world endures quarantines, closures, mandated masks, social distancing, not being able to see our loved ones who are in nursing homes or live in far away different locations, traveling has been limited, changes in routine to our lives, forced unemployment, and even panic during this pandemic, God offers peace. Just by going to our Bible, reading it, studying it, spending time in prayer, His Word replaces our anxiety and fear with hope and healing. In the Bible, the phrase, "Do not be afraid," is found more than 300 times. In the King James Version of the Bible, peace is mentioned 420 times. Joy is mentioned 165 times. Love is mentioned in the King James Version 310 times, but is mentioned 538 times in the New Revised Standard Version. And what about faith? How many times is faith mentioned in the Bible? Over 336 times in the King James Version, but 521 times in the New Revised Bible. Friends, I think it's safe to assume that these phrases and these words, like do not be afraid, peace, joy, love, and faith, are very, very important to God and are an important part of God's plan for us. Jesus is described as the Prince of Peace for those who choose to make him their Lord and Savior in their lives. He offers peace for our troubled minds and freedom from fear and anxiety. In Psalm 27:1, the Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" And in Philippians 4, 6, and 7 it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." To follow Christ is to be a people of hope. Our hope is not in vain, because it is invested in God, in our Creator, in our Heavenly Father. He has extended Himself lavishly on each of us. He is worthy of our trust and faith. He can help us to conquer whatever our fears are or anything else that is troubling us. In John 16:33, the Bible says, just right before Jesus died on the cross for you and I, He said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And that is such a powerful statement, and not one to ever be taken lightly. It shows the magnitude of our Almighty God. Before we go any further, let's go ahead and take a short break, and I hope that each of you will stay tuned in for the second half of today's message.
In the mirror, face to face with somebody less than perfect. I wouldn't choose me first if I was looking for a champion. In fact, I'd understand if you picked everyone before me. But that's just face the waves. I don't wanna be afraid.
Let's go!
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. For those of you who were listening from the beginning, thank you for staying tuned in after the break. But for those of you who may be just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Today's message is Finding Peace in Canceled Plans. Today's message talks about how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected all of us throughout this year of 2020. And it isn't over yet, and none of us know when life will settle down and become a new normal. Although it is normal to feel frustrated, annoyed, at unrest, angry, fearful, it's also important to know that God is with us every step of the way, and that we don't have to feel these different chaotic emotions. The Bible is our word of truth, our instruction manual for living a life for Christ. Bound up in its pages is the answer to every life question that we have. It is rich in knowledge, and the word will give you peace, joy, strength, love, courage, encouragement, comfort, faith, trust. It will also lead us to our salvation. It will guide our steps. It will direct us toward wisdom. And it lifts our burdens. And those are just to name a few. The Bible is the most important book you will ever own. God honors and is committed to blessing those who respect and love His Word. As in what Isaiah 40:8 says, "Everything else shall pass away, but the Word of our God stands forever." We don't have to worry about what we shall eat, how we will remain clothed, how we are going to continue to pay our bills, where our transportation is going to come from to get us from place to place, or if we have a roof over our head tomorrow, or how our children are going to get their education, because God is still in control. If you believe in Him, and you have trust and faith in Him, if you follow His Word and commit yourself and your life to Him, you need not ever be concerned about the what-ifs, because He is going to take care of you. Keep your focus on Him, and you will find the peace and joy that surpasses all understanding. Yes, all of us have been affected in many different ways since the beginning of all of this. Perhaps the beginning, you were fearful, then confused, and now just plain frustrated. We all want this pandemic to end quickly. We all want to find some new type of normalcy in our lives and for our families. We all want to get back to enjoying the things that we once enjoyed with our families, such as being able to go out and do something without this pandemic looming over us. But one of the good things that have come out of this pandemic is that families have had more quality time to spend together and being able to reconnect with spouses and children, aside from this busy world. We as families desperately, desperately needed that reprieve from our crazy busy lifestyles. I remember before all of this technology, and perhaps I'm dating myself, but as a child myself, we would go capture fireflies at night, and they would light up our jars. We would sit outdoors and shuck corn together, harvest food together, go camping together, play cards together. We were always playing outdoors, weather permitting. My family were firm believers of staying busy and staying out of the house during the day as much as possible, unless there were things to be done in the house or it was raining. And we weren't allowed to sit around all day either. My folks wouldn't allow me to watch daytime television unless I was sick or if I went to my grandparents' house, in which case then I could watch television as much as I wanted. Times were different back then, and I sure do miss those times. I believe in many ways they were better, simpler times. Don't get me wrong, technology is good, but I think there can be such a thing as too much technology. With technology comes impersonalization and broken connections. Our focus shifts from quality family time to that of a machine or a device. And I'm not saying technology is all bad, but I do believe that we need to have a well-balanced life and not allow technology to consume us. But you know, whatever our current situation is, I think there are a whole lot of people in this world finding it very difficult to find peace and joy in the midst of all this turmoil. Friends, I want to ask you, what are you focusing on these days? Where is your time and energy being spent? If you are focusing on the never-ending negativity of the news, you're probably feeling troubled, confused, and frustrated. If it's the social media, then you probably have been witness to friends being snarky with one another, different news channels competing with one another, hate-filled crimes, attacking politicians, cops being hurt, people being murdered, rules, laws, and regulations that have been a part of our country for so long being twisted, and important historic statues being vandalized or destroyed, and a whole lot of people complaining about the current state of affairs. And that's just some of it. There's so much more that's going on in this world today. The point is that if your focus is on the things of this world, it will lead you to despair, unrest, loss of your peace and joy. The sins of this world will suck you in and leave you with nothing but anxiety, worry, fear, and anguish. But God has a better plan for each of us. In 1 Corinthians 14:33, the Bible says, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace." We must focus every ounce of our energy, friends, that we have on the Prince of Peace. In 1 Peter 5:7, the Bible says, "Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you." He doesn't want any of us to struggle, doesn't want any of us to keep sinking farther and farther down into the muck of this world. In a world that is full of upheaval and brokenness, we can choose to have peace in Him. It is a choice that we must make. What will we choose to focus on? On the one hand, you shouldn't turn a blind eye to everything going on in the world, but there is wisdom in stepping away from the enormous amounts of information, the controversies, and the anger that is so prevalent in our society right now. But rather than immersing yourself into all of the social media and the news, immerse yourself in God's Word. When uncertainty rolls over you like a tidal wave, anchor yourself to God. Pull out your Bible. Open it up. Pray and ask God to open your eyes and your heart so that we can better understand what is going on around us, and we can draw our strength, our comfort, and our hope from the pages of the Bible. Let that be our guide. The future does not hinge on the world situation, no matter how grim it may appear right now. It depends on what happened on the cross over 2,000 years ago and your acceptance or rejection of the Prince of Peace. Peace can be hard to find at times, and I know, I get this. But if we are staying focused on God and His Word, it is much easier to find and to keep our peace. I have shared this with all of you many times, but it is so worthy of sharing over and over. And so I want to share this with you again. As we move forward to our future in these uncertain and troubling times, please always try to remember this. God stills you, reassures you, leads you, enlightens you, forgives you, calms you, encourages you, and comforts you, while on the other side, Satan rushes you, frightens you, pushes you, confuses you, condemns you, stresses you, discourages you, and worries you. And so, if you find it hard to remember all of that, the short of that is, it means that anything negative that comes to mind is not of God. God is love, peace, positivity, and joy. If you are at unrest, you need to refocus your energy and time on God, because Satan is a liar. He wants us to remain in constant anguish and turmoil, upheaval, and brokenness. Satan is completely 100% negative. But all good things, positive things, come from God. So when you find yourself going down the proverbial rabbit hole, I want you to take time to reflect on how you feel and ask yourself why you feel as you do. If your mind is consumed with negativity, that is Satan whispering lies into your ear. But Satan can only come into our lives if he is invited. Do not give him entrance through an open door to your mind, your heart, and your soul. Stay strong in the Lord, keep your focus on God, and keep moving forward. Don't look down, don't look side to side, because we will veer off the path. But when we keep looking up, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, God will take care of us. God is so good all the time. And as I mentioned last week in last week's message, what happened in Matthew 14, 29 through 31? There was a storm at sea. The disciples and Jesus, there was a boat, and there was a storm at sea. They thought Jesus had abandoned them. But when they cried out to him, he appeared, walking on water. He told Peter to come, walk out on the water toward him. But as Peter got out of the boat and he started to walk on water toward Jesus, all was well for a few seconds, but then the sound of the wind distracted him, and he lost his focus and began to sink in the water. In this uncertain and troubling times that we are currently living in, this too can be applied to our lives right now. It's only when we don't keep our eyes focused on Him at all times, when we let the distractions and chaos get the better of us, when we stay focused on Jesus, don't pay attention to the storm. He will keep us safe. But when we let those distractions and chaos get the better of us and we turn away, even but for a moment, then we begin to sink. In verse 31 of Matthew 14, Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Friends, God has you in the palm of his hand, safe and secure. Cast your burdens on him, and he will give you peace. And so this wraps up today's message. So let us bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for joining us all here today. We accept your peace. Life is full of seasons and difficult times. And Father, we thank you that no matter what is going on in our life, that you are always there to see us through these times. Father, help remind each of us that we are never alone. We may be afflicted, but we are never crushed. At times we don't know what to do, but remind us that quitting is never an option. We are unsure of how this will all turn out. Even though we may not see a way out, at this very moment, Father, you are creating an escape for each of us. And we will choose to rest in you. We will choose to remain focused wholeheartedly on you. There is nothing to be afraid of. Father God, you always have our back. You go before us to fight our battles. And what others may mean for our harm, you will have the last say. Thank you, Father God, for loving us and caring for us as you do. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. So friends, I just want to say, God bless each and every one of you and your families. Until we meet again, next Saturday, same time, same place. Have a blessed week.
A little bit of both every single day. I've been lost, but somehow I've been found. There's been some pain, been some regret, been some moments I'll never forget. But when I look back from where I'm standing now, there's never been a moment I was not held inside your arms.
No matter where I'm going, there's never been a moment. key.